And welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Our thanks again to Dennis Butler, Riley County Police Department Director. And that interview will be online shortly at newsradiokman.com. And next, we talk with Todd Levin today. He is Tuttle Creek State Park Manager and joining us via telephone today. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Todd is on here today to talk about the Family Day happening this weekend. Tell me more.
Okay, yes. This weekend, tomorrow, just tomorrow, we have our Family Day, we're calling it this year. In the past, it's been kind of known as OK Kids Day, but due to the coronavirus, COVID and everything, we've kind of simplified this and changed it up a lot, be a little more health conscientious on it and all that. So we called it a Family Day now, and it'll be a real laid-back type of event, but it'll be fun to do. The main emphasis of it is it's also a free entrance day into the state parks at Tuttle. So that would include River Pond, Cedar Ridge, Rocky Ford, Randolph, and Fancy Trick. So you can go to any of our parks tomorrow without a vehicle permit. If you'd want to camp, then the camping fees apply. And then you can just take in all the activities also while you're there.
Oh, I'm intrigued. That sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, the weather tomorrow not looking too bad. It's only going to be around 80 degrees. So, boy, good time to get outdoors for sure.
It is. And, you know, it's been busy all summer, but this will be a good one. Like I said, I've got a number of events, and I can discuss those a little bit. But I also want to make a little plug that some other things are going on. We're in the center of the Hunter Ed class, and that'll be up at our Cedar Ridge area tomorrow, a field day. So that park will be kind of closed off for a little while some stuff is going on there. And then also tomorrow there's a Cabela's King Cat Catfish Tournament up, and their weigh-in is about 4 o'clock up by Wildcat Marina. So, you know, you maybe want to see some good fish, be up in that area to see the guy, what the guys weigh in at that time.
Okay, definitely. That's very good. And there's lots of activities, obviously, as you mentioned. That'll be one in particular. I see there's a Show and Shine car show as well.
Yes, we're just doing a Show and Shine, so there's no registration. You didn't have to pre-register or anything. Tomorrow, you know, you still got time to clean up whatever you want. If it's got a motor or whatever, if you can bring it out and just clean it up and shine it up and just sit there with it, hoping for a good showing. I mean, we'll take anything. Already we've got some motorized scooters that we know are coming and a motorized bicycle and several classic vehicles. Just for coming, you will... the first 50 people that would bring in a vehicle or something would they're going to get a little complimentary bucket with some coupons of things, of free items, a little bling kind of type stuff. So they can it'll be worth maybe about $20. So it doesn't cost you, and you get something in return to bring your vehicle out and show it off. So that's going to be from about 9:30 to 12:30. Again, here in River Pond and just near the camp store is where that'll be at.
Okay. Very good. And, you know, I see there's kayak rentals. I've never really kayaked before, but this might be a good opportunity for the beginner to, since you have a free one-hour kayak rental, to get out there on the water and try out your skills.
Absolutely. Yes. Typically, it's $10 an hour to rent a canoe or a kayak. Tomorrow from 9 to 4, we will just give you an hour's worth of free rental. So new people do need to keep it at that one hour level, so everybody gets a shot at doing that. But yeah, it's a good time just to get out and give it a try. Again, just something inexpensive to do. River Pond is down a little bit because of some tubes work that the Corps of Engineers is performing, but they're still plenty of opportunity to canoe and kayak around on River Pond.
Do you guys keep track of daily attendance there at Tuttle Creek State Park?
We do a monthly, we do a monthly record. We don't actually do a daily one. We have traffic counters and everything in place for that, and it's been a good year.
I imagine it's probably been better than maybe the last couple of years because, with all the COVID shutdown, a lot more people I've noticed, including myself, have been doing stuff outdoors and going to state parks. Will we see figures on that at some point here in the near future?
Yes, we will, and, and definitely we can, I could send you probably an updated number where we're at this time. And then we always release at the end of the year what those totals would be.
Okay, very good. Well, lots of activities, as mentioned. There's, we've talked just a few of them here. I see there's a dunk tank. Now, this is kind of intriguing. You can actually dunk a park ranger?
Yeah. Typically, I don't do it. I voluntold some people to, to get up there. But yes, you can. That'll be at the camp store about 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and people can just come and go. And we'll have somebody up there that you can have some fun with and do some old-fashioned dunk tank type of stuff. One thing that I would mention too is that kind of all day, and we're calling it tuttle size or something like that, kind of combined. I know a lot of people have taken up, some additional walking and hiking and biking and everything else. So we're just kind of encouraging people to come out to the parks tomorrow and put their daily exercise, within the state park. It won't cost them anything. Facebook page, we'd love to see it. You can find out under Kansas Wildlife and Parks and Tourism, Kettle Creek State Park. And we'd just love to see that. And you could just do your own thing. There's no schedule event on that. It can be any time during that day.
All right. Very good. Now, again, Todd Lovin joining us here. He's the manager at Tuttle Creek State Park. I know the last time I went to Tuttle was probably about a month ago, and I know my kids have been looking for some swimming options. The beach is open up there, and I'm curious how much longer that will be. Is that just through Labor Day?
It is open, year-round. Again, it's a little low right now. It kind of becomes a little bit more of a wading pool than actual too much swimming, but it is open, like I said, year-round. The float line out there is just barely in the water in some places, but we're kind of allowing a little bit more right now since the conditions we have.
Okay. And I see there's even activities on the beach set for tomorrow, including people can build some sandcastles, it looks like.
Yeah, we're just doing a little sandcastle type of contest. We could do an adult and a kid category. Really, we're just saying if you want to do that, do it from about 1 to 3, and we'll do some judging on that at 3 o'clock and give a little bit of a prize for doing that. Again, just some quality stuff, some family stuff that people can do. They can social distance during this whole time period. We have, again, at the car show or any of these events, we're encouraging, be social distance aware, wear your mask if you can't do that, and we can all have a good time and get outdoors.
Absolutely. That's so important. And, I mentioned the weather, 80 degrees tomorrow. I think it's going to be nice all weekend, so plenty of opportunities. And if you've never been to Tuttle State Park, and I imagine most people around here have, you're missing out because it's a beautiful area, and there's so much to do. There's good fishing. I imagine you got some decent fishing up there. What's biting right now?
Right now, it has been a little bit slow, kind of getting into the summer doldrums a little bit. Probably the key thing to, work on right now is probably catfish. Is probably, here in summer, is probably the most regular that you could get. Had a few reports of other things that they were kind of hit and miss and pretty spotty. But catfish, usually you can catch year-round, you can usually find some.
All right. There's free hot dog lunch tomorrow. Where's that taking place?
At our camp store that's operated there by the Friends Group, just above the beach. They're providing that. That's from 11 to 1 or until the food runs out. They'll give you a hot dog, a bag of chips, and I think a bottle of water at no cost. So then we'll have some picnic tables set up by the by the beach area where you could go and sit down and have that little lunch and still kind of social distance as well. Also there, I should mention in the morning, we're doing some archery instruction again. We'll have all the equipment about, it'll be at the archery range there, just in that same area. And that's from about 9 o'clock to about 11:30 or so. And then Manhattan will have some hatchet throwing around also in that same area tomorrow. So a lot of good fun stuff to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I can't think of anything more fun to do on a Saturday. I think I've got my weekend plan set now. I just got to talk to my wife and my kids and see what their interest is. I'm sure they'd love to do this. And it starts any time tomorrow, or do you have a specific time this all begins?
Like I said, most of it starts at 9, and pretty much the main stuff ends at around noon or so, except for our beach activity there in the afternoon. We kind of planned on a schedule that, you know, by noon, 1 o'clock, it's starting to get really hot, so we'd wind down a little bit, but we may be getting a benefit there, but that does open up another opportunity to, it's a great way to do a last minute, you know, summer inexpensive camp out too. We'll have plenty of primitive sites. We've still got a few water and electric campsites also available, so you'd have to pay for the camping side, but you wouldn't have to pay for the vehicle side, so it might be a really cheap way to come out and camp for a weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that sounds great, Todd. That I appreciate you coming on and telling us a little bit more about this, and hope you have a lot of people come out.
Well, thanks. And I would mention, go to our Facebook page if anybody's interested. We do have an assisted deer hunt for youth and handicapped individuals coming up too, and we're taking applications for that. That can be found on our Facebook page.
All right, very good. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. And that's going to wrap up our program here for today. Thank you to Director Butler and Todd Lovin here from Tuttle Creek State Park. Coming up on Monday, we've got the Fall Apple Pie Day Queen interviews from Fort Riley. So they'll be joining us. We'll also hear from Ben Jedlicka from the Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, coincidentally.
Coming up, Blueville's Horticulture Hints with Derek. On the other side of CBS News, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Ken Matthews guest hosting today. Dan Patrick, The Game, and Royals beginning with Mason at 6 o'clock.